Razor's Edge Audio presents Star Wars to Overcome by Christopher Walker, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away,
Journal of the Will says, in the proxy of the resolution of the final conflict between good and evil, there shall be a quickening of the cosmos. Amazing events will transpire across the tapestry of the galaxy, and the walker of the sky shall arise as a savior who shall be called the Son of the Sun. But there are those left behind, caught up in the tumult as ants in the ground quake. And it is these ones that the Force calls out for.
All troops retreat! All troops retreat!
You are dying on some godforsaken planet on the other side of the galaxy. Do not ask why, for I do not have the answers. Only listen and learn. Can you feel how the pain fills your consciousness?
Sir, the cannons are charged. We're prepared to fire.
Excellent. Let's show the rebels the power of the Star Destroyer. Fire.
The Imperials used these terrible weapons and ancient antiques. A Star Destroyer can do far more damage from orbit. But the pain lasts longer when one of these warheads is detonated. You see the mushroom cloud rise, and the rebel compound is no more. Unfortunate. This is your last thought before you slip into memories of the past.
This is supposed to be basic training. You are supposed to be sloppy, and we will mold you into the Empire's greatest warrior. Regardless, your performance has been lacking even for recruits. You will improve, or you will do without meal tonight. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Soldier, I said, is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I've had nothing but trouble with you since day one. 1 week detention.
At first, you are stubborn. You are determined to fall out of the army. To spend your time behind bars if necessary. But this is a galaxy-wide war. And the draft is on. They will take anyone. And you are eventually forced to fall in line. They break your rebellious spirit. But your eyes turn skyward, pleading to be taken out of the situation. You find hope instead, and the willpower to carry on.
Right here. Go on in there.
You're one of the ones that got picked.
You were drafted. No, conscripted. To train, to fight. In a war that you no longer believe in. You can't kill. You can't even intentionally stomp out an insect's life. After all, what did it ever do to you? You think you were meant for a comfortable life, away from war, where you could be free to live, to dream, to prosper.
So you're one of the ones that got picked, eh?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately? This is a new opportunity for you, son.
An opportunity to lose everything. Look, I can't kill anybody. I hate war.
You and everybody else, kid. Step into the back room for processing. Hey. Hey, you don't have a choice. Look, there's a line forming behind you, so get moving, soldier.
Destruction of the Empire's largest civilian mining station has shown that we have let these rebel terrorists continue and check the box for long. The Emperor is now hereby instituting a draft of 600 billion human men over the age of 17 and 1.5 billion sentients of other species to counter the increasing effectiveness and organization of this latest threat to our peace and prosperity. We...
Honey, there's mail here for you.
Okay, Mom, I'll be right there. Got one from Arch. Another from Zed. Oh god. No.
You try calling for your mother. But the words won't come. You are devastated. You hope to slip through. Blast the universe. Damn that combination of petty greed and ego that could cause such disaster. Suffering exponentiated endlessly because of free will. Of pain. The dream of this world has been shattered. You had spent his entire life searching for the place where you belong. Now you have found it. At long last. shines brightly on your face. But you cannot see it. The wind blows through the hills and the valleys. Yet you cannot feel it. Your eyes shine skyward as you lie upon the edge of this world that you are about to leave. The light has bid for you to come. And you... No. Me. We. The lost. We follow.
You've been listening to Erasers as audio presentation of Star Wars To Overcome, starring Krista Kolazar as The Voice, Steve Mullen as You, Michael Sheridan as Trooper Captain, Christopher Walker as Recruiter, Michael Smith as Sate Pestage, Amy Farrell as Mom, and Nathan Butler as Narrator. Star Wars To Overcome is based on an entry from the personal writings of Christopher Walker, written by Christopher Walker, directed and cast by Christopher Walker and Nathan Butler. Produced by Steve Bluehardy and Christopher Walker. Mixed by Steve Bluehardy. Music supervised by Christopher Walker. Star Wars To Overcome is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted materials herein, including any music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. Extra special thanks from the entire creative team to George Lucas for creating the playground and letting us, the fans, roam within it. This audio theater production has been dedicated to those who have no place in this world, and to those who are still looking. From all of us at Razor's Edge Audio, thank you for listening, and may the Force be with you all.